101.9 FM, Richland Center.
Today's News at Noon broadcast is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It is 70 degrees in Richland Center at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he and his family must have round-the-clock security as they deal with threats about the origins of the coronavirus pandemic.
Everything from harassments by emails, texts, letters of myself, my wife, my three daughters.
Republicans on the House Select Subcommittee on the coronavirus pandemic accuse him of a number of cover-ups and conspiracies, but Democrats on the panel say GOPs have yet to offer any proof. Dr. Jill Biden is attending jury selection today in the Delaware trial of the president's son, Hunter. He's accused of lying on the federal paperwork in order to buy a handgun 6 years ago. History made in Mexico with the election of its first female president. Claudia Sheinbaum is also the nation's first Jewish leader. This is ABC News. Boeing is hoping to launch its new space capsule this week with some very important plumbing equipment on board.
Clock stopped at T-minus 3 minutes 50 seconds.
Boeing's Starliner launch was halted over the weekend due to a computer issue. The launch now set for Wednesday. It can't come soon enough for Americans on the International Space Station because along with two astronauts, the Starliner will now carry some crucial cargo, a toilet pump, essential to keeping the water clean.
Recycle our water up to 97%. So each liter we bring up, we use it. And yet we still get 97% of it back.
Mike Fink helped design the space station's plumbing.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Simone Biles is once again in the record book. She's won an historic ninth U.S. gymnastics all-around title last night. The win sends Biles to the Olympic trials at the end of the month. At 27, she's the oldest woman to win, and she's hoping to reach her third Olympics. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Springtime is here, and maybe you're hurting after a long winter season. Does your back ache just looking at a lawn rake or hoe? Did you slip and fall during the winter? It's time to see Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel and be ready for warm weather and a great summer. Most insurance is accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel, your partner in helping you get the most out of spring and summer.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Auto Works, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Tech.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 71 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies with occasional showers and thunderstorms. A few could be strong with heavy rain possible, a high of 77. Tonight, showers ending this evening, mostly cloudy with a low of 62. And tomorrow, mixed skies, warm and humid, isolated showers and thunderstorms possible with a high of 84. Currently in Richland Center, It is a cloudy 71 degrees.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. Welcome to Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 608-733-4440.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good afternoon. It's 71 degrees in Richland Center at 12:07. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The state of Wisconsin has had a busy year on the tornado front. National Weather Service officials in the state have confirmed 23 tornadoes so far in 2024, surpassing 2023's total of 21. According to the National Weather Service, Wisconsin averages about 23 tornadoes per year. 21 of the 23 tornadoes this year happened in May. The other two were the first ever recorded tornadoes in Wisconsin in February. 16 of the tornadoes happened on May 21st, affecting west central and southeastern Wisconsin. That's the largest one-day tornado outbreak in the state since last March. The National Weather Service confirmed a 23rd tornado this year, a May 21st tornado in Marquette County on Friday. Three tornadoes on May 26th pushed Wisconsin over last year's mark of 21. Wisconsin had 28 tornadoes in 2022, 41 in 2021, 20 in 2020, and 28 in 2019 for a five-year average of 28 tornadoes. Only one person has been hurt in this year's storms. Nobody has been killed by a tornado in Wisconsin since 2017, when a record-setting EF3 tornado crossed four counties and 83.5 miles in northwestern Wisconsin. That tornado also injured 25 people. There has been changes to the Riverdale School District administration. Jeff Campbell will be replacing John Schmidt as the district superintendent. Campbell has been in education for 18 years. He is an alum of Riverdale as well as a teacher, principal, and parent at Riverdale. He has been principal of the junior-senior high school for the past 5 years and wrestling coach for the past 9 years. He says being selected to serve as the next superintendent is an honor and privilege. With Jeff Campbell moving into the superintendent's position, Sarah Gruen will become the junior-senior high principal. Gruen has spent the last 24 years as a middle school teacher and the last 10 years as an athletic director. She began her career at La Crosse Logan Middle School and has been with the Royal School District for the last several years. She looks forward to working with the staff and students at Riverdale. Sarah Pleckelman has been named the new elementary principal. She is entering her 20th year in education, working as a Spanish teacher at Riverdale Junior and Senior High School for the past 11 years. She also served as the district's college and career readiness coordinator for the past 5 years. Sarah Pleckelman considers it an honor to carry on the legacy left by Sherry Haugen. We know social media and so much time in front of screens can have negative effects on mental health, especially for young people. But a new study from UW-Madison shows that adolescents get a mood boost from it. Researchers set out to look at the short-term effects of smartphone use by teenagers and whether they're texting, watching videos, or playing games, young people were a little happier. Researchers say teens got the biggest boost while listening to music, podcasts, and audiobooks. High blood pressure and hypertension can affect people of all ages. Brian Austin is an interventional cardiologist with Aspirus Health.
In the world, it's probably the leading cause of a premature death. In the U.S., you see varying numbers, but anywhere in the 40% on up of adults have uncontrolled high blood pressure or maybe undertreated high blood pressure.
Despite its silent nature, uncontrolled hypertension can lead to serious health problems, including heart disease, stroke, and kidney disease.
But there's also issues such as vision loss, even things like sexual dysfunction.
Check labels for sodium and try to reduce it. Avoid alcohol and tobacco.
When it comes to things like exercise, you know, the goal is most days of the week, but we're not talking about running marathons and other things along those lines. Even just kind of moderate intensity, even if it means getting out and doing some gardening or going for a brisk walk.
That's Brian Austin, an interventional cardiologist with Aspirus Health. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue's Audit Gateway Program began a new academic year earlier. The multi-year training program prepares accounting students for careers as revenue auditors in the agency's Division of Income, Sales, and Excise Tax. Launched in 2021, the Audit Gateway Program is designed for individuals who have an associate degree in accounting, are enrolled in an accredited college or university pursuing a bachelor's degree in accounting, and wish to obtain the on-the-job experience with the goal of becoming a full-time auditor upon graduation. Selected candidates receive tuition assistance for up to 3 years or six consecutive semesters toward the completion of a four-year degree in accounting. DOR pays the student's tuition, laboratory costs, books, and fee expenses up to $5,000 per semester or a maximum of $10,000 per fiscal year. Individuals accepted into the Audit Gateway program learn tax laws and auditing techniques while working full-time when classes are on break and full to part-time when classes are in session. Students are eligible for up to 6 hours of study time per week during their work hours if they work 35 hours a week or more while in school. Five students graduated from the inaugural class, with an additional four graduating from this year's class on May 8th. All have accepted auditing positions at DOR. Individuals interested in applying for next year's program should watch for the job announcement on WISC.jobs with a posting date expected in December 2024. There's a blueprint to address Wisconsin's critical housing shortage. With a shortage of 120,000 to 300,000 units, a partnership between the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, Wisconsin Builders Association, and Wisconsin Realtors Association has recommendations. Jerry DeShane is the League's executive director. He said local governments can bring a fresh look at zoning and permitting to the table. The coalition's most recent briefing paper includes reducing minimum lot sizes and widths and adopting a traditional neighborhood development ordinance. DeShane said the goal is to bring every tool to the table and use the one that works best for each community. Every city in the village, every city and village in the state will get a copy of the briefing paper. It's also available as a free download on the League's website. The price of gas fell over 9 cents per gallon during the last week. The average gas price across the state today is $3.32 per gallon, though the cheapest gas is only $2.94, and that's in Nakusa. Gas prices are 2.4 cents lower than a month ago and almost 12 cents lower than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said gas prices should continue to fall as we head towards the 4th of July. DeHaan said prices should continue to fall, but we'll need to keep our eyes on hurricane season. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Division of Motor Vehicles, has the best ID card, according to an international association of the global card manufacturing industry. Wisconsin's Real ID Over 21 driver license received the Elan Award of Excellence from the International Card Manufacturers Association for its incorporation of stunning and familiar imagery, including the Wisconsin state capitol and state flag, in a highly secure design. Wisconsin DMV debuted this innovative design on driver licenses and ID cards in June 2023. The new cards offer distinctive artistic features, including the handcrafted artwork of key Wisconsin symbols. Transparent windows visible on the card's right edge and back bottom edge allow the clear ribbon to flow right off the edge of the card. This exclusive design is integrated with cardholder data. Wisconsin was the first state to have this unique security element. Wisconsin DMV worked with CBN Secure Technologies Incorporated to design and integrate the next generation of updated security features with new custom design elements. Beyond the artistry of the card, the manufacturing process also delivers a card with enhanced security, counterfeit resistance, and easier authentication. It's 71 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1216. Golden Gallon recipients have been announced. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
It is a cloudy 72 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:18. The Golden Gallon Scholarship Committee has awarded 13 scholarships to deserving students who are or have exhibited dairy cattle at the Richland County Fair. Funds from the sale of the overall Supreme Golden Gallon at the 2023 Richland County Fair's Meat Animal Sale have allowed each of the 13 applicants to receive a $1,250 scholarship. The 2024 scholarship recipients include Addie DeMars, daughter of Mike DeMars and Amy DeMars of Cazenovia, who is finishing her first year at Southwest Wisconsin Technical College, majoring in animal science. Rachel Durst, daughter of Lauren and Julie Durst of Rural Richland Center, is finishing her third year at UW-Platteville and is majoring in agricultural education. Lindsay Hanko, daughter of John and Margot Salchenberger of Cazenovia, is returning to UW-Stout to earn a bachelor's degree in business with a concentration in risk control and safety management. Paige Keller, daughter of Ryan and Michelle Keller of Rural Richland Center, is finishing her first year at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities studying kinesiology. Wesley Keller, son of Ryan and Michelle Keller of Rural Richland Center, is finishing his third year at UW-Eau Claire, majoring in environmental geography. Darren Nelson, son of Aaron and Holly Nelson of rural Richland Center, is attending Southwest Wisconsin Technical College for the Agriculture Power and Equipment Technician Program. Courtney Sobronick, daughter of Rob and Denise Sobronick of rural Lone Rock, is finishing her first year at UW-Platteville and is majoring in animal science with an emphasis on pre-veterinary medicine. Colton Stibbe, son of Kirk and Shelley Stibbe of rural Richland Center, is finishing his first year at Southwest Wisconsin Technical College in the Agribusiness Management Program. Allison Stolzman, daughter of Michelle Stolzman of rural Richland Center, is finishing at UW-Stevens Point, majoring in wildlife ecology and management with a minor in biology and captive wildlife. Callie Storms, daughter of David and Beth Storms of rural Muscadet, is finishing her second year at UW-Platteville, majoring in agriculture business. Wyatt Storms, son of David and Beth Storms of rural Muscadet, will be attending Southwest Wisconsin Technical College or Blackhawk College in the agriculture business and animal dairy science program. Delaney Turgeson, daughter of Mark and Rachel Turgeson of rural Richland Center, will be attending Southwest Wisconsin Technical College with a major in the Medical Laboratory Technician Program. And Logan Turgeson, son of Mark and Rachel Turgeson, is finishing his third year at South Dakota State University, majoring in Agricultural and Biosystems Engineering with a minor in Engineering in Precision Agriculture. Scholarships are awarded each year through the sale of the Golden Gallon to applicants who are enrolled in any post-secondary school and have exhibited dairy cattle at the Richland County Fair Junior Show. Students do not have to be majoring in agriculture or an agricultural-related field. Individuals may apply each year of post-secondary school attendance and may win more than once. Congratulations to the 2024 recipients of the Golden Gallon Scholarships. As summer approaches, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages all ATV-UTV riders to complete an ATV safety certification course before they hit the trails. In 2023, there were nearly 300 ATV-UTV crashes in Wisconsin, and there have already been 12 fatal crashes in the state so far this year. Crashes can happen to anyone. Always follow basic off-road vehicle safety to mitigate the risk of a crash or fatal incident. This includes staying sober, wearing a helmet, using a UTV seatbelt, and taking an ATV safety course. Although a safety course is recommended for riders of all ages, Wisconsin law requires ATV and UTV operators born on or after January 1, 1988, who are at least 12 years old for an ATV and at least 16 years old for UTV, must complete an ATV safety certification course to operate in Wisconsin, except on private property owned by the operator's immediate family. These safety courses can be taken online or in person and are the first step in preventing crashes. A list of approved safety education classes is available on the DNR Safety Education webpage. For more information on ATV and UTV recreation in Wisconsin, visit the DNR's ATV-UTV Riding in Wisconsin webpage. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources proposes to issue a permit for the incidental taking of a rare lizard, which may result from the River Road Reconstruction Project in Adams and Columbia counties. Incidental take refers to the unintentional loss of individual endangered or threatened animals or plants that does not put the species' overall population at risk. The City of Wisconsin Dells proposes to reconstruct approximately 2.3 miles of River Road from Kansas Avenue to Chula Vista Parkway. The roadway reconstruction will offset the existing alignment to accommodate a new multi-use path unless curve geometrics are required for safety. Approximately 16 acres will be disturbed. Several rock outcroppings are located along the road, and several will need to be altered. In addition, a small portion of the three-phase circuit will be installed, and a single-phase circuit will be installed for lighting along the multi-use path. Installation methods include trenching and bores. The presence of the state endangered slender glass lizard is confirmed in the vicinity of the project site. DNR staff determined that the proposed project may result in the incidental taking of some lizards, but that the project is not likely to reduce the likelihood of the survival or recovery of the species within the state. Conservation measures to minimize the adverse effect on the endangered species will be incorporated into the proposed incidental take permit. Copies of the Jeopardy assessment and background information on the slender glass lizard are available by visiting the DNR Incidental Take Public Notices webpage. The public is encouraged to submit written comments regarding project-related impacts to the slender glass lizard by June 6th. Vendors are invited to exhibit and sell their work at the annual Apple Festival in Gays Mills. The 2024 Apple Festival will be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 27th through 29th, along Main Street in the Crawford County Fairgrounds in Gays Mills. The weekend coincides with the heart of the harvest of some 1,500 acres of apple trees around Gays Mills in southwestern Wisconsin's fall colors. In addition to the arts and crafts show and flea market, Apple Festival includes a carnival, music, dancing, the Fun One Rock, the Sunday afternoon parade, and many food vendors and other festivities. The Gays Mills Lions Club sponsors two vendor shows at the county fairgrounds, the Arts and Crafts Fair and the Flea Market. The Arts and Crafts Show will be held Saturday and Sunday, while the flea market is held all 3 days. Vendor information about Apple Festival, including registration forms, is available by emailing gaysmillslionsclub@gmail.com or by leaving a message in the Lions Club voice mailbox at 608-735-4667. For information on vendor spaces along Main Street, call the Village Clerk's office at 608-735-4341. Forms and other information about Applefest can also be found at gaysmills.org/applefest.html. It's 72 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1226. Today's vital statistics are next.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Attention truck drivers, Allied Ready Mix of Muscadet and Plain is hiring. They're looking for a responsible, fully certified, full-time Ready Mix truck driver. You can drive out of either the Muscadet or Plain plants, work Monday through Friday with 40 plus hours a week, enjoy competitive wages, health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, and paid holidays. To apply, call 608-723-3396 or visit their Facebook page. That's Allied Ready Mix at 608-723-3396. Join their team today.
Currently on this Monday afternoon, June 3rd, it is a cloudy 72 degrees in Richland Center. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Dorothy Ann Miller, 90 of Boscobel, died Wednesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A funeral service will be held at 1 this afternoon at the Backroads Church in Boscobel. Friends may call at the Backroads Church this afternoon from now until the time of service at 1. The Kendall Funeral Service of Boscobel is assisting with arrangements. Dorothy Miller is survived by her husband, Burl, daughter, Marsha and Rick Burkhammer of Richland Center, 2 grandchildren, and 4 great-grandchildren. Dorothy Ann Miller, 90 of Boscobel. Constance Ann Stoltz, 92 of Richland Center, died May 17th at Harvest Guest Home. A celebration of life will be held today at 4 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home this afternoon from 2 until the time of service at 4. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family. Constance Stoltz is survived by 7 children: Jim and Shirley Stoltz, Jean Hilton, Tom Stoltz, Dan Stoltz, Tim and Renee Stoltz, Mary Strasser, and Amy and Jerry McGinn. A sister, Leone, a brother, Leon, several grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces, nephews, and friends. Constance Ann Stoltz, 92, of Richland Center. Sean Michael Rapinski, age 52, died November 6, 2023. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 10 to 10:45. A graveside service will follow at the Richland Center Cemetery. Sean Rapinski is survived by 2 sons, Matt Rapinski and Trevor Rapinski, a grandchild, siblings Scott and Pam Rapinski, and Robin Roche and Don Doro, stepsister Colleen Roberts, and brother-in-law Roger Schutten. Sean Michael Rapinski, age 52. Lonnie R. Ewing, 66, of Lone Rock, died suddenly Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Tuesday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Button Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Tuesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Lonnie Ewing include his wife Barbara, son Jason and Stephanie Ewing of Richland Center, 3 grandchildren, his mother Donna Ewing of Gotham, a sister Nancy Ewing of Gotham, brothers-in-law Bruce Nelson and Kevin Nelson of Dodgeville, a sister-in-law Karen and Ted Fritch of Cobb, other relatives and friends. Lonnie R. Ewing, 66, of Lone Rock. Gerald F. Jerry Hooks, 83, of Cazenovia, died Friday at the Reedsburg Area Medical Center. A funeral service will be held Thursday at 6 at the Cazenovia Chapel. Friends may call at the Cazenovia Chapel Thursday from 2 until the time of service at 6. Food and celebration will follow at the Hooks residence. A private family burial will take place in St. Anthony's Catholic Cemetery, Germantown, at a later date. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family with arrangements. Jerry Hooks is survived by his wife, Kathy, 2 daughters, Pam and Michael Proctor, and Rita and Dewey Tracy, 2 stepsons, Jim and Lynn Elliott, and Rich, Bondo, and Cindy DeVault, 4 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren, 6 step-grandchildren, 2 step-great-grandchildren, a sister, Bev and Dan Durst, 2 brothers, Geary and Marge Hooks, and Larry and Renee Hooks, several nieces and nephews, along with other relatives and friends. Gerald F., Jerry Hooks, 83, of Cazenovia. Jean L. Mislevajic, 70, of Elroy, died Friday at the Solace Home in Madison. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Elroy. Burial will be in the Millard's Prairie Cemetery near Elroy. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Survivors of Jean Mislevajic include her husband Donald, children Eric and Patricia Ryman, Lisa and Alan Verbsky, and Amy and Rick Sobronik, 7 grandchildren, sisters Judy Rabine and Joyce and Roger Paulson, and brother Dennis and Terry Williams. Jean L. Mislevajic, 70, of Elroy. Glenda Ferguson, 70, of Richland Center, died Friday at the Grove at the Lake in Zion, Illinois. Funeral services will be held at 3 Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the live stream tab at prattfuneralservice.com. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 1 until the time of service at 3. Glenda Ferguson is survived by her husband Brent, sister Sally and Dale Smith of Minnesota Lake, brother Rick and Rachel Fox of Platteville, sister-in-law Connie and Howard Anderson of Oshkosh, many nieces, nephews, grandnieces, grandnephews, other relatives, and friends. Glenda Ferguson, 70, of Richland Center.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so
being a member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online, too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Check out the savings at Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing with cash back available. There are special offers on hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all kinds from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available in financing purchase with CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
It is a special day for a number of couples. Happy anniversary wishes go out today to Bruce and Sheila McCauley, Bob and Heidi Shear, Gary and Karen Hardy, Tim and Sarah Gander, and Kevin and Sherry Hauser. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some showers and thunderstorms once again rumbling across Wisconsin as moist air flows in from the south, interacting with a small low-pressure system in southern Minnesota. Some of these scattered thunderstorms this afternoon could get on the heavy side, especially just to our east, where temperatures get a little bit warmer ahead of the system. That'll move away by later this evening. We catch a break into early tomorrow. Then the next cold front slides in from the west by tomorrow evening. We could see quite an impressive area of thunderstorms form ahead of that all the way from northwest Wisconsin down through northern Iowa by early evening. And some of those could come through with high winds, hail, and heavy rainfall. That'll move away later tomorrow night. Cooler, drier air will gradually filter in for the second part of the week. However, an upper-level disturbance over eastern Canada will spiral some weak disturbances through here on a daily basis that, interacting with the daytime heating, might spark a few brief showers each afternoon. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Mostly cloudy, with occasional showers and thunderstorms. A few could be strong. Heavy rain possible as well, with a high of 77. The wind south to southeast between 8 and 15. Tonight, showers ending in the evening. Mostly cloudy, low at 62. Tomorrow, mixed skies, warm and muggy. Isolated showers or thunderstorms possible. High near 83, with south winds of 10 to 15. Tomorrow night, thunderstorms likely in the evening. Some could be strong with heavy rainfall, low at 61. For Wednesday, partly sunny, breezy and less humid, slight chance of a shower, high about 76. As we head into Thursday, mixed skies, breezy and cool, a few brief and light showers possible, low 54, high 68. Friday, partly sunny, maybe a spotty light shower, low 49, high 71. Saturday, partly sunny and a touch warmer, low at 52, high 74. And Sunday, partly cloudy and comfortable, low 53 with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good afternoon.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a cloudy 72 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 75, our low this morning was 62. Our high so far today, 73. The record high for this date set in 1948 is 91. The record low, 36, was set in 1956. Last year's high was 90 with a low of 61. Sunset today will be at 8:36 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:23. Currently in Richland Center, we have southeasterly winds at 2 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.75, and we have received 4/10 of an inch of rain. It's currently a cloudy 72 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The U.S. isn't the only country looking to make agriculture more sustainable. Up next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Turns out agricultural sustainability is a global thing. Two big reasons. It's the right thing to do in any individual country. And second, countries trade ag products with each other. And there's increasing demand for sustainability between trading partners. In Canada, work started on a sustainability framework nearly a decade ago. Tyler McCann is with the Canadian Agri-Food Policy Institute.
I think in Canada, what we saw is, in the agriculture context, a lot of investment and a lot of action before we saw the strategy. And we haven't got to the point yet where we're connecting that all together. And we saw a fertilizer target out on its own. We saw significant investments out on its own without something to tie it all together. The government's working on that now. They are developing a sustainable agriculture strategy, but we're not there yet.
McCann says a new report from the Canadian Commissioner for the Environment suggests continuing the pursuit.
We need programs that are long-term. The report criticized the government for effectively taking a long time to get programs up and running and then not having very long lifetimes, life cycles for those programs. This is not something that we change overnight. We need to see longer-term commitments from a policy perspective to get outcomes at the end of the day.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Serving the community for over 90 years, Richards Insurance, we Richards Insurance wants to welcome you back to the farm. The 43rd Annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast will be held Sunday, June 9th, 2024 at Huff Nelson's Dairy Farm near Ithaca, Wisconsin. The cost is just $5 per person, and the event promises to be an experience your family will enjoy. Free buses will shuttle from the Ithaca Elementary parking lot. Visit Richland County Dairy Breakfast, June 9th, from 7 to 1.
Many farmers have to decide today if this will be a prevent plant year. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Bid on more than 150 lots of late model John Deere machinery at the AgriVision Equipment Inventory Reduction Auction. To learn more, visit AgriVisionEquipAuction.com. A Central Wisconsin farmer's planting plans have drastically changed. John Aaron from Junction City tells Brownfield he had one good day to plant about 150 acres of corn on his heavy clay ground, but held off on additional fertilizing and planting.
On one field, we got over 8 inches of rain in the last 2 weeks. Another field was about 6.5. So I don't know if I made the right decision or not, but I just had a hard time wanting to put that kind of fertilizer out there and potentially see a crop failure.
Aaron says with that much rain over clay, the risk of fertilizer running off fields was just too high. Much of Aaron's cropland has drain tile, which he says has been flowing steadily.
It's kind of a unique thing. The heavier flat ground that's tiled is likely going to be ready to go quicker than some of my higher fields, simply because a lot of that water was able to flash off. And then with the tile lines pulling water from underneath, we're looking like those might be some of the first fields I'm on if we can get going again here.
The big decision now is when fields are dry, will it be soybeans or cover crops? Aaron's biggest challenge today is deciding if he will file prevent plant claims on some or all the remaining fields, since today is the deadline to contact crop insurance agents. If Aaron gambles on planting more soybeans, he has to hope for dry fields and time to plant before June 10th. A commercial turkey operation in Iowa has been confirmed with a positive case of highly pathogenic avian influenza. Iowa's Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship tells Brownfield more than 102,000 turkeys will be depopulated because of that detection. One of the U.S. beef industry's biggest competitors on the global market can also be an incredible ally. Brownfield's Megan Grebner explains from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Young Cattlemen Conference.
Dr. Chris Parker, CEO of Cattle Australia, says it's okay for the U.S. and Australia to be competitive because there's also opportunity for the two countries to work together.
There is way more that we have in common. And in fact, our competitors are those who are trying to stop us producing beef on our land. And I think what we need to do is work together on those really important and key messages.
He tells Brownfield, especially on issues like sustainability.
Cattle are clearly part of the greenhouse gas emission story. We can't get away from that, but they're also part of the solution. This is producing protein, often from grass, that humans can't actually make protein from.
From Denver, Colorado, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
USDA reports a sale of 110,000 tons of corn to Spain for delivery this marketing year. I'm Larry Lee. Find more news online at Brownfield Ag News.
Welcome to the Compeers Crop Coverage Chronicles, navigating agriculture's insurance landscape.
Hello, everyone. Today, our guest is Compeer Financial's livestock insurance specialist, Michelle Sell. We're going to discuss some insurance programs commonly used by livestock producers. Let's start with LRP, or the Livestock Risk Protection Program, Michelle.
How LRP works, it provides protection against the decline in market price below the insured selected coverage price. Simply put, it sets a floor price to protect the producer if the market falls, but it doesn't limit the upside price potential if prices happen to increase. Producers might be able to control a lot of what happens on their farm, but they can't control what happens in other parts of the country or around the world that ultimately impacts the price that they receive for their milk or livestock.
Committed to serving agriculture in rural America. Learn more at compeer.com/LRP-DRP.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Direct cash cattle trade is sluggish and cash hogs are steady. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country had some light trade develop in the south on Thursday last week, with a little cleanup business in Kansas on Friday. The range of live deals was 183 to 187, a dollar lower than the previous week. The bulk of northern dress trade waited until Friday and had a range of 298 to 304, $3 lower than the week prior. Boxed beef cutout values were higher at midday, with choice up 135 at 314.55 and select up 224 at 303.95. The choice select spread was 1060. At the harried livestock market in South Dakota, feeder steers 800 to 849 pounds sold $3 to $5 higher compared to the most recent sale from 2 weeks ago. Feeder heifers had their best test on the 750 to 799 pound range and were mostly steady. USDA says demand was good to very good on an offering that featured mostly strings and loads of backgrounded steers and a couple of packages of home raised cattle. Feeder supply included 77% steers and 91% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Cash hogs are steady with a very light opening negotiated run at the major direct markets. Most buyers are getting a look at the available ready numbers and their near-term needs. The trade is also monitoring demand. Export sales have generally been solid, so the big question is sustained domestic demand for pork during the summer grilling season. Barrow and gill prices weren't reported due to confidentiality concerns at the major direct markets. The National Daily Direct has a 5-day rolling average of $87.47. Butcher hogs at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $55. Slaughter sows are $3 higher at $39 to $42. Boars are marked at $15. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices are $3 higher at $39 to $51. Barrows and gilts are $1 higher at Illinois at $52 to $62. Boars are priced at $18 to $28 and $8 to $15. Pork values were lower at midday, down 12 cents at 103.13. Butts and bellies were higher. Loins, picnics, ribs, and hams were all lower. More livestock market information can be found at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Veltima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Veltima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune from Timsek Oxford Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a small sale at a decent crowd. Large squares topped at $275 a ton and large rounds topped at $185 a ton. We need straw. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Watch for our website for more online only auctions. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call. We need listings. Call 608-723-4020 for more info or go to www.timsekoxfordrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Cattle futures are mostly lower. Hogs, corn, and soybeans are down. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower right around the session lows, following the lead of soybean products while watching U.S. planting conditions. New crop export demand is very slow, with no reported U.S. soybean sales yet to China for delivery next marketing year. The new marketing year for soybeans and for corn starts September 1st. July beans are down 21.5 at 11.83.5. August is 21.75 lower at 11.81.75. July bean meal is down $2.40 at 3.62.30. July soybean oil is down 144 points at 44.08. Corn's lower with rain in the near-term forecast for parts of the Corn Belt, further delaying planting. Still, the first condition rating of the season should be high, and soil moisture recharge is definitely welcome. July corn's 4.75 lower at 441.5. September's down 5.75 at 448.25. and wheat slower, with more hot, dry weather in the forecast for parts of the Black Sea region and excessively wet conditions in portions of Western Europe. But the U.S. Winter wheat crop remains in much better than a year ago shape. July Chicago's 9.25 lower at 669.25. July Kansas City's down 9.25 at 699.5. July Minneapolis wheat 7 lower at 732.75. Live cattle are mostly lower and feeders are down, watching the distribution of this week's show list. August live's up 17 at 178.62. October's down 20 at 180.60. August feeders are 45 lower at 255.95. And hogs are down on questions about sustained demand, with the pork carcass cutout value weak at midday today. July lean 62 lower at 96.50, and August is down 82 at 95.67. And in the broader market, crude oil is sharply lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Wisconsin farmers are leading the way in soil health. By adding cover crops, farmers are demonstrating their commitment to the land, water, community, and helping their bottom line. Talk about being best in the field. This year, the Farmers for Soil Health program, in partnership with the Conservation Technology Information Center, is offering 3 years of financial incentives to Wisconsin producers who adopt cover crops. Join the soil health movement and enroll in a program that's built by farmers for farmers. Learn more at farmersforsoilhealth.com.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It's perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you're already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Tackling food waste head on. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Food waste is a huge problem in the United States. Kim Gallia says the food waste issue will only get worse if we as consumers aren't more mindful in what we're purchasing.
You may not think it's such a big deal, but picture yourself going to the grocery store. You load up your car, you're rolling it out to your car in the parking lot. I want you to take a third of the groceries out of that cart and just go throw it in a trash can or a dumpster, because that is actually, in essence, what we end up doing in our homes then. We throw away and waste a third, almost, of what we spend. And some people say it's 40%. It depends on who has done the research. But I think that is stunning. So it's high time we really pay attention to what we're using, how we're storing things.
The value of food waste in the United States equals about 145 billion meals, and cost-wise, it's over $473 billion. Gallia says food waste also impacts others.
So there's us here at our house with all the food that we bought at the, you know, farmer's market or the grocery store, wherever we like to get our food. But you know what? What about the farmers who have invested their time and all of their resources into creating this food? And then we just waste it.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Around the clock, your dairy cows rely on you. And when you need support, Compeer Financial is here. Here with cutting-edge ag finance technology, industry knowledge, and local experience to help your farm thrive. As avid supporters of the dairy industry, we tip our hats to you during June Dairy Month and every other month of the year. Contact us at 844-426-6733 or visit Compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hass. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Jury selection is underway in the trial of Hunter Biden. The president's only surviving son is accused of lying on the federal paperwork when he tried to buy a handgun 6 years ago. Dr. Anthony Fauci on Capitol Hill today, the